Not crabbing.
It's just certain things I'm simply not having.
Excuse me, miss.
No, I'm not having it.
Excuse me, miss.
No, I'm not having it.
Excuse me, miss.
Millennium Music Mission.
ProFlowRadio.com.
Shockwave sounds good.
ProFlowRadio.com. Internet Inferno. On demand and live pro in your
you know.
Hit it with fofo flow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show. Internationally syndicated. Act like you know. With your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show.
www.maxi.com.
Pro Flow for Show. Wireless phone interview feature presentation. Pro Flow for Show. Pro Flow for Show. Pro Flow for Show.
Check this out.
All right. Positive K.
That's me, brother.
Man, so I'm sitting on the phone with the dude that did the song, What's Your Man Got to Do With Me? I got him, man. I'm not trying to hear that, see? Now, like, I don't even need to do the average interview. We going straight into the business, because you already know. So, let me ask you, bro. I want to start with that song, because I know you got some new things going on. We're going to get to those real soon. But I got to ask you, bro, how did you come up with that song, man?
Everybody asks me that, man. I mean, it's the 1-2. It's just very common. It's that same experience, man. Talking to that chick, and she was like, hey, that long walk across the room, and you shoot the best line, and they shoot you down, and you got to walk back, man. I said, you know what? I said, I'm gonna fix that one day, you know, because, you know, I fixed myself as being much of a pimp, you know what I'm saying? So I always wanted to have a comeback line for a female, you know what I'm saying? Anything she said, I wanted to have something to say back to her. So,
bro, that's classic.
So when that happened, I was like, oh, okay, I gotta come up with something for that. I gotta come up with something for that. And then that was it. And then I was like, I gotta put that into a song. And that's what I did. And it really worked out lovely for me, man.
Man, I wouldn't even know what to do with a piece like that, you know, like, that's like history. That's like hip-hop history, for real, bro. That's hip-hop history.
Well, probably the video, because you never heard anybody go back and forth like that. I think the first one was like with me and like I'm not having it.
But yeah, you did it. Y'all did it so good. Like, do you still talk to the chick that did that with you?
You know, we still talk, definitely, man. You know, I'm in contact with everybody who's in the videos and, you know, all that stuff. And I keep her, it's like a family. Everybody stays kind of close, you know.
And then the beat was cold, like, you know what I'm saying? That was like a mixture between R&B, you know, 70s, 80s, 90s, and like 2000 now, you know what I mean?
Well, it came a long way, because it went through three transformations, man. It was a first joint I had did when I left First Priority. It was, I did it to Slipping in the Darkness by War. And that was just a reference track for me, because I was going to do it with Light at the time. And that was going to be the follow-up to I'm Not Having It. But after I left the company, I was like, well, you know, that ain't going to happen, so let me go ahead and try and do what I'm going to do with this. So I went on and did that, and then Big Daddy King helped me work on the song to produce it. And we used Razor Blade, the hip-hop break Razor Blade. And that was a version of that. And then it went from there to the Rescue Me by Chase the Honey.
Man, well, considering that we've established the fact that you have, like, one of the best songs in hip-hop history, can we get an understanding of where you came from and who you are?
Born and raised in the Bronx, man, and that's where it all started for me, because my grandmother lived across the street from the legendary Echo Park, where everybody used to jam at, you know. So when I would stay with her at night times, you know what I'm saying, my parents was working, I would look out the window, man, all night long. I couldn't look outside, but I could look out the window as long as I wanted to. So I would look out the window, man, and look at that, man, and hear those guys in the park in the nighttime, man, you know, just 1-2, 1-2, and hearing all those breaks and those sounds, man, and everything. It had me, man. It hooked me.
What got you started, though, bro? Like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? You're a human being, too. You know what I'm saying? How did you get started in music?
Well, like I said, it was, man, I was surrounded by rap. Everything in the Bronx at that point in time was all rap music. You know, buying those tapes, the Flash tapes, and the Hollywood tapes, and hearing the Fantastic Romantic, and Bobby Mel and all those dudes, man. You were surrounded by it. That was the thing to do. It was like, you know, It was like, it's like playing basketball at the time. You had to dabble in that, you know. So after I started doing it, I thought that I was kind of nice at it, you know. I kind of had a
there, bro.
Pen. I had Chilled to get the pen in the beginning. Yeah. So a dude from Queens, man, kind of like put me under the wing. His name was Sweet Genius. He kind of like got me started out with the with my first record with Mike and Dave from the Clash Crew. They had put out a compilation album, which was called Fast Money. And they had this song that I was working on called Getting Paid. And they wanted to use it because it fell in line with the album. And that was the first song on side A. On the flip side was a song called NBA Interview by another dude named Rob Bass. And that was his first time making a record too. So that's my first time meeting Rob and all of that. So we both started out at the same time.
It's all love, man. Where is the best place to find you on the internet at? Because I want my fans to be able, your fans as well, to be able to connect with you on some easy stuff, you know what I'm saying? So where can they go and immediately find you at? I know we got Google out here now and everything like that, so whatever you got is good.
Yeah. I follow everybody. If you messing with me, I'm messing with you. You know what I'm saying? So if you got one follower, I'm rocking with you. If you want to rock with Positive K, I'm rocking with you. Go to positive_K_, and that's on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. So you can catch me in all of those, man, and you know, shoot me a message, tell me how you feeling, the new joint, the new record. If I'm coming to your town, just give me a shout, whatever. Just keep, you know, you stay in tune with me, man. You also go to positivek.com and see some of the old videos, some of the new videos. Be great.
Cause you mentioned the new and the old. What's going on right now, bro?
I got this new song out now called Make It Happen featuring Greg Knight, my old homie for 25 years.
Oh, snap!
Yeah, the joint Make It Happen is crazy. It's banging right
my
now.
The one dude, my name. Yeah.
It just charted recently, man, so it's doing very well. I just finished the remix for it. Matter of fact, featuring Mr. Cheeks is on there. And Mr. Cheeks,
what?
It's great, yeah.
Oh, snap. Wonderful.
Yeah, I always wanted to work with him. He killed it, too. He came through.
Yeah, that's a lost voice right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Mm-mm-mm.
And Greg and I, after doing that song, Greg and I decided to get together and do an album. So we have an album coming out in about 4 to 6 weeks titled The Great Minds. That's the name of the group, and that's the name of the album also.
Well, let me ask you a personal question, bro, because, you know, you've been doing this for a long time, my man. You were very, like, a lot of people don't get successful like you did, you know what I'm saying? They don't have the opportunity to feel what you felt, to go what you went through, you know what I'm saying, to actually, you know, saying, be blessed and fortunate to be able to be a part of the actual history of hip-hop. You know, so, like, I mean, like, you're like a Run DMC to me, you know what I'm saying? So,
that's incredible. That's huge. Thank you.
Bro, I'm not just sucking up, bro. It's real. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I wanted to ask you, you know what I'm saying? Because just from my own perspective, you know, what would you say to, like, individuals that want to be like you, have a dream to have a hit song, you know what I'm saying? How do you maintain that identity?
I say this, man. Pray to your higher power, whoever that may be. Stay humble, man. You know, keep your integrity intact, man. Oh, please don't sell your soul. I tell anybody who wants to do that, be passionate about your passion. You know, that's first and foremost. You know, you really got to pursue what you want to do. But I tell everybody who wants to do this and get in this game and this business, I say get your education first, man. You can always do anything down the line, but once you get that education, you know, go to your school, do what you gotta do. You gotta go to the studio at nighttime, you gotta go to your job and be tired the next day. Go to your job and be tired. But get that education, man, and pursue what you wanna do, man, because the more knowledge you got, man, the more information you can share with the world. So that's my thing.
Yeah. In your career, you didn't had a hit song. You didn't work with
a lot of individuals, and you're about to work with a lot of people that like can't get where you're at. So, what would you say to individuals that are starting out?
Like I say, man, get your education. Be passionate about your passion, you know, and create relationships, man. Be good with people. I mean, in my era, it was about relationships. It was about, you know, being in those places, you know, deal with the people that kind of get, that are attracted to you, that you're drawn to. If you put in the room with somebody, you put in the room with them for a reason, you know what I'm saying? Capitalize on those situations, those times, you know, because they come very rarely and long in between, you know what I'm saying? So if you're in the room with somebody, you know, you make it happen to you to the best you could. Like I say, man, you got to be passionate about your passion. You got to pursue it. If there's no way, you got to find a way around that obstacle, around that hurdle. You have to do that. You have to find that. I mean, in my time frame, it was starting an independent company and being my own person and being independent. I didn't know how to do it. I went ahead and I did it, and I put my best foot forward with that. I worked very hard, and I was very diligent doing it. You know what I'm saying? So whatever the hurdle is these days, you have to find a way around that hurdle, you know, because there is a way around it, you know. And with technology the way it is, I mean, you can do your own thing through YouTube, do all kinds of stuff. I mean, there are many ways that you can put yourself out there as far as new artists these days.
All right, so let's talk about, again, the new project. I want to make sure everybody knows what's new going on. You have some new things going on, bro. What's up with that?
Yeah, man, that Make It Happen record, man, is incredible. Man, we just charted. Greg Nice and I got together. People don't know that he's a great producer on top of an artist himself. So I called him up for this track, man, and he after we did it, he was like, oh, that's a smoker. We didn't see that one coming, you know? So it was like, that was kind of hot. We said, let's do another one, and it was like, okay, cool. Let's do an EP. And then he turned it to an album. And I was like, well, we do an album. It gotta be about a movement. So let's start a group. And he's like, that's
Greg Nice and Positive K?
Yes, sir. Called The Great Minds. That's what it is. The Great Minds. I'm gonna be out about 4 to 6 months. I mean, for 4 to 6 weeks, we'll be out. So.
46 weeks? Goodness. what type of schedule are you on? You say 46 weeks? Like, really? It's like that?
Yeah. At least they should tell you about maybe October 21st or something like that, I think it is.
That's cool, man. It's funny how you got the timing schedule was different. So, you know, you got individuals that want to be like you, that can possibly may have a talent because of the technology in the game, right? All right. However, like, I need you to speak on hip hop. You know how hip hop has changed. You know, I don't need you to say anything in particular. I just need you to speak on hip hop. You know, it's like you guys did it the correct way, and now it's a new thing going on, and you got all this bullshit going on. So, I just kind of need you to speak on that.
Well, I don't know how correct we've done it, but I just know we did it the best way we know how to do it. You know what I'm saying? And it turned out to be pretty well received. Hip hop has changed a lot, I think, in my opinion. I think, you got two sides of the coin. I think production is incredible right about now. I think, from the time when we were recording, you had MPCs and SP-12s, and those are probably like the tools of choice, and turntables. And, we did the best we could with those. But then now you got the guys who are producers these days that now actually play actual instruments now and play 3 or 4 instruments. And so production has changed. Production is really incredible. I like to switch these guys and a lot of these new dudes that are doing production. It's more musical now. It's more creative now, you know, so I love that. But, I think with the production itself, I think the creativity of the artist kind of dwindled. It's not matching the growth of the production. You know, so it seems kind of ABC to me right about now. I would love to see a lot of people from my era get with the new producers of the day, because it's like, I think the lyrical part of it and with the production, it'd be a total perfect match. But, hip hop has grown up, man. You know, it's many years later. The demographic is not 13 to 22 anymore. It's from 25 to 50 now, or 55, you know what I'm saying? So hip hop has grown up and it's the main source of everything. It's for advertisement. It's for learning tools, everything. I mean, it's global. So, I mean, it's changing that aspect, man. So I'm just glad to be a part of whatever it is, man, whatever it turns into. I'm just glad to be a part of the whole culture.
That's what's up, bro. So, are you on a label right now, or are you independent?
My grassroots has always been independent, man, from when I first started with Mike and Dave, first priority to my own thing, Creative Control, that got me my deal with Island Records and Polygram. You know, independent is where I come from. That's what I do, man. I feel more comfortable and relaxed doing independent projects.
Do you got advice for individuals that, I may have asked this already, but do you have advice for individuals that are, I mean, cause, you know, you have some success in the game, you know what I'm saying? But like just on a grassroots level, you know what I'm saying? What advice would you have for an individual that's just trying to, you know, conquer their dream?
Hey man, nothing's too small, man. You know, nothing's too small to accomplish to do, man. You know, it's those little small things that people think, I'm not going to do that, I'm not going to do this. That makes the biggest impact sometimes. You know, performance. You know, get your performance right. You know, writing songs, you think, you know, in places and concepts, things you think might not be effective might be the thing that shakes the world up. You know what I'm saying? So it's, you know, you got to explore your possibilities. And, it's going to take a diligence or anybody who wants to do this, be a part of this game. You got to put that best foot forward, man. And, you know, you got to keep on going. You know, there's no road to it. There's no key to success. There's no book you can read. It's just, it's a get up and go kind of a mentality. You got to get up and go. You just got to do it. And that's it. And with if you pray to your higher power, things will probably just fall into place for you. You know, I wish everybody the best.
True as fuck. So my last real question would be, who were your influences when you got started?
Man, you know, everybody that was before me, man, like, you know, the Grandmaster Caz, the Melly Mel, Busy B, you know, Crash Crew, a lot of those guys, I mean, people I listen to, Kumo D, Treacherous 3, you know, those are the guys that motivated me and moved me.
Big Daddy Kane.
Big Daddy Kane, Big Daddy Kane was more like a partner. That was my partner, you know what I'm saying? But he was just an inspiration for everything he's done too. You know, you wanted to achieve at that level that he was already on, you know, so.
Let me ask you another question. Cause like, you know, when you say names like that, you know, and you've met these people and dealt with these people, like, you know, coming from my perspective, it's like, just straight fan perspective. So it's like, oh my God, it's Big Daddy Kane, it's Positive K, it's, you know what I'm saying, it's like, but you guys are human, you guys are normal. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
no.
How does that work for you? You know what I'm saying? How do you balance the fantasy world with the real world?
Man, because, hey, man, you're a humble individual, you're a humble person. You got to stay grounded, you know, you can't get caught up into that, you know, because you know you are human, that's the actual fact of the reality, you are. You can do some of these big venues and these big arenas and whatnot, and like, damn, people really got love for me. It can kind of lift up your head, and people do have different tastes of the big, of the swollen head, you know, but you mess with guys, man, you like Kane and Light and everything, you're in the studio, you're working and stuff, and people are just ordinary people. You do ordinary things, you know, and then you just watch history unfold in front of your face. It's mind-blowing, but it's real, man. I mean, you know, the bottom line is we just know we are human people. You're human. I mean, I make mistakes. I get up in the morning, I put my pants on one leg at a time, you know, like everybody else. So, you know, I mean, I never really think about it, you know, like you said, because it's been a part of my life for so long, so I never really think about that. Like, going to Kane's house, sitting down, eating the booty table is regular, you know? It's
right.
A normal thing, you know? So, I don't pay no attention to that, you know?
Well, it's a beautiful thing, man. You've crossed, transitioned over to, you know, digital world, you know what I'm saying? That's what I've been doing for a long time, you know? I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. I would love to continue to follow your career. You know, it's not a, you know, nothing is guaranteed, but with your potential, it's all good. So you make sure that no matter what, make sure you hit me up. I got you. I'm about to get this recording, and I'm about to put it online for you. And I'm about to make a website for it and everything, so it's about to be going down.
Will do, fam. Thanks for having me. Thanks for having the forum to talk, and thanks for keeping hip-hop alive, man, for brothers like myself, man. Much appreciated, much respect.
Man, your song, bro, changed the game of the world. Like, I mean, like, it's beyond hip-hop. Your song is beyond hip-hop, in my opinion.
Yeah.
The original song. Matter of fact, let me ask you, what single are you pushing right now?
Song out right now called Make It Happen. And we've got the remix done. Gonna be featuring Mr. Chief, so you have that in a couple of weeks. Much appreciated, man. I feel it, Dad. Thanks so much, man, for your time.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show Show, check us out, www.maxseat.com. It's Pro Flow Radio.
Hey, yo, sweetie, you're looking kind of pretty. What's a girl like you doing in this rough city?
That sounds good, but I don't think that I can let you.
I don't know, tell me, is it so? Do you get a kick out of telling brothers no?
No, it's not that, see, you don't understand. I said I'll put it, I got a man.
What your man got to do with me?
I told ya,
I'm not trying to hear that, see.
I'm not one of those girls that go whipping around.
I'm not a duck, baby, so don't play me like a clown.
I'll admit, I like how you kick it.
Now you're talking, baby, that's the ticket.
Now don't get excited and chuck your own hand. I already told ya,
what your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that, see.
I got a man.
What your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that.
Now you can persist and play Don Juan all night, but ain't nothing gonna change.
Yeah, baby, sure, you're right. I'ma break it down and do whatever I got to do. I'll tell you now, I got eyes for you.
You got eyes, but they're not for me. You better use them for what they're for, and that's to see.
You know it's the problem, young is still learning. I'm Big Daddy Long stroking your man's Pee Wee Herman.
I got a question to ask you, truth. Are you cause you keep feeding me soup.
You know what they say about those who sweat themselves. You might find yourself by yourself. I'm not waiting because I'm no waiter. So when I blow up, don't try to kick it to me later.